Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, Mr. Stevie Mack has entered the building.
Whoop whoop to the whoop whoop, yeah!
Broadcasting live out of Hollywood, California, getting down with the getting down like we always do. Monday through Thursday, that there is the call time. Be there or be square. Let me give you the calling number if you're locked in and loaded up from around the world. Like I know you is, the calling number here is, there it goes, 646-716-6113. Again, that's 646-716-6113. 6113. And then there are all the lucky numbers. You call those numbers, you just might be brought on to the air to participate in tonight's show. Man, we got Montel Jackson, Big Mike, and everyone all locked in and loaded up, ready to comment on any and or all the topics we encroach upon tonight. Let me ask you the question of the day. The question of the day is a very important question. I always ask this question. How is your day? Huh? How is your day? I hope your day is as off the chain as mine. My day is always off the chain. If it's ever on the chain, I yank it all the way off the chain because I'm like walking my dogs off the leash.
Off the leash from the west to the east. Let's have a feast in your ear hole. This is how we get down. My story never gets old. I'm bold as gold and twice as nice. Let me ask you, how's your life? I hope your life is as fantabulous as mine. I live every day as if it's the only day. And you got to do that because it is the only day. Right now, the power of written, not yesterday. History is a mystery. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow's a mystery. The present is all we got, and that's why it's called a gift, the present. Yeah, that's how we're getting down. A whit, the get down. A whole lot's going on in and around the world, and some of it's happening up your way. We got top news, funnies coming up, and a whole lot more. Let me just say the Stevie Mack Show, which is a live talent showcase of the last Sunday of every month in Hollywood here, Leimert Park specifically, is off the chain, man. We have standing room only. The pictures are available on my Facebook page, Twitter, and Instagram. Now, those mediums where I post and promote, you could link up with me over there. Just mack.com. That's where you can hook it up. You can hook up with me on all my social media. I'm on everything, Snapchat, whatever new come out, I'm over there, you know. And the reason why is because I'm everywhere you want to be, even when you're not. My show wound up being mostly women yesterday, the Stevie Mack Show, and not by design either. It just happened to fall in that way. We had 90% women on the lineup, even our spoken word artists, our dramatic monologue readers. We had two actors come do dramatic monologues and spoken word, and I got to tell you, man, very touching, very off the chain. And my trivia questions regarding where do eggs come from? See, a lot of people don't know that. We covered this on one of our previous shows, where do eggs come from, the difference between roosters and hens and chickens and all of that. And you can check that out by subscribing to Stevie Mack Radio for free, for free. That's right. You can subscribe to the show for free on iTunes by going to StevieMack.com. Click on the Stevie Mack Radio icon right there and subscribe on iTunes. It'll be a big old button right there that says subscribe for free on iTunes. And you get all the shows we've done. Tonight is episode 1,468. Oh, yeah, baby. Somebody gave us we got a lot of money from people at the show yesterday to help pay the comics and whatnot. And somebody, you know, we don't sell tickets yet. We're going to start selling tickets in advance. We get the money. We get you in. This is what we do. We get you in the show and don't let you out till you give us some money. It's like we hold you hostage. No, it's like that. It's more like the Little Rascals episode, Pay As You Exit. It's one of those type of things. And somebody gave us some, they gave us $500 yesterday. One person donated $500. This one person donated 500, well, it's not dollars, it's 500 naira. 500 naira. You know what that is? It's from the Central Bank of Nigeria is what it is. The 500 naira. You know what that's worth in American money? $2.50. That's worth $2.50. $2.50. That's worth $2.50. And I ain't throwing it away. I think I'm gonna just frame this. It's got a picture of one of their doctors on it. It's Dr. Mandy Azikwe. And you know what? I was thinking, like, who is this guy, man? I need to look him up on Google and find out who he is, because you know what? You never know who someone is until you look them up. So it's spelled really weird. You got two N's. I guess one of the N's is finally N-N-A-M-D-I, and last name Azikiwe, A-Z-I-K-I-W-E. Now we're going to find out. Benjamin Mande Azikiwe, P.C., usually referred to as Nnamdi Azikiwe, was one of the leading figures of modern Nigerian nationalism. He was head of state in Nigeria from 1963 to 1966. Yeah, that's what he was. Okay, so, yeah, he's on the money. He's on a $500 Naira. Yeah. He was born in, I guess, 1904. Wow, died in 1996. Wow, he lived a good old long time. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. he served as the second and last governor general from 1960 to 63, and the first president of Nigeria from 1963 to 1966, holding the presidency throughout the Nigerian First Republic. He was born, of course, in Zunguru, northern Nigeria. His parents were Igbo. His father, Obed Edom Chukwuma. Boy, they got some hell of a names over in Nigeria. His mother name is Rachel Chinny Adegbekwe. His name, Nnamdi, it means my father is alive. What if your father's dead and that's your name? Then your name is alive then, right? But I guess his father is alive always through spirit. Now, after studying at Hope Waddell Training Institute, Calabar, and Methodist Boys High School, Lagos, he went to the United States, which means he came over here. And while here, he attended Howard University, okay, in Washington, D.C., before enrolling and graduating from Lincoln University in Pennsylvania in 1930. He obtained a master's degree in religion from Lincoln University in 1932, and another master's degree in anthropology from the University of Pennsylvania in 1934. He worked as an instructor at Lincoln before returning to Nigeria. Now, I got to tell you, looking at that man's academic history, you can see the brother got knowledge. All right, the brother got knowledge. He wasn't no joke. Okay, he went back and took a position as an editor at the African Morning Post in Accra, Ghana. He became, in his passionately denunciatory articles and public statements, he censored the existing colonial order, the restrictions on the Africans' right to express their opinions, and racial discrimination. He also criticized those Africans who belonged to the elite of colonial society and favored retaining the existing order as they regarded it as a basis of their well-being. Those are the people, basically, that he was against, were what you call house Negroes. We like it the way it is. We don't care. Let the white man stay in power because he's keeping us afloat. No, he's keeping his foot on your neck. Yeah, yeah. See, You better get your. You can't be in Africa and not be in charge of your own country. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So anyway, they had to get the colonial powers out of there so that they could be what we call independent. And you know, that's not racist. Is it racist to want to be free from somebody who got their foot on your neck? Hell to the nizzle. That's why you see white folks marching for civil rights and everything. And I got to say this. I meant to say this at my show last night. I did a funny joke about the gay flag, which is true. You know, they can't have the entire rainbow. They can pick fuchsia. You get one color, pick that color and stick with it. You can't have the whole damn rainbow. But this is the other joke. And when I say jokes, my jokes are more statements of truth. And see, truth is stranger than fiction. And people laugh because laughter is a form of identification. You identify with what I'm saying when you go, oh, damn, that shit was real, you know. So one of the ones was that I was going to say, I didn't say, but I'm going to say next time, is that the gay rights struggle, they always want to equate that to the civil rights struggle. I'm going to tell you right here, right now, and I have friends who are gay, and so I only speak the truth, and I don't sugarcoat it, don't bite my tongue, and so they all know what I'm talking about when I say this, is that the gay rights, please stop that. The gay rights struggle is not the same as the black struggle. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. You can hide being gay. You can be in the closet with that. You can't hide being black. Boom! Drops the microphone, walks off the stage. Baby! Stevie Mac just dropped another bomb up in here. Breaker 110. We want all attention to be focused on Stevie Mac, because Stevie Mac, he just dropped a bomb. Breaker 110. With that being said, Chuck D, Rebel Without a Pause, has been playing on backspin on Sirius XM like a mother, my brother. And the reason why is because it's a very necessary song, man. Rebel Without a Pause, explicit. How do you say explicit? Let's see. Rebel Without a Pause. What was I say? Rebel Without a Pause. Well, not the radio version. What's the difference between the radio version and the version that everybody else hears? You know what I'm saying? There's one version that you're going to hear that people put out there that's going to hide some of the stuff. I want the explicit version. Yeah. That's what I want. Let me see. I'm going to go to this one. This one's on YouTube with the lyrics. Let's see if we can give you this right here. Check it out.
Again.
Well, you got to get a. You got to get. Now I go to Rebel Without a Pause, right? Public Enemy, and I get a trailer for Dazed and Confused. I don't want to see that. I want to hear this.
Burn and learn. The power of my label.
Death Jam. Tell you who I am. The enemy's problem. They really do a damn. Strong Island. Where I get them violent.
That's the reason.
They're claiming that I'm violent. Never filing. No, don't be done. Nope.
Claiming.
Where we get our rhythm from? Number one. We hit you and we get you some. No guns. It's still never overrun.
You want to be an S?
Nah. Then you win.
And then you come again. You know what time it is.
That's the ray gun. That's the next one. I can be your showgun.
Don't mess a minute.
Fuck this
move.
Hey,
wait. Hardcore. Raw baller like a razor. I'm like a laser. I can't pull a phaser. Open up the razor. So this is laser. Get it right, boy. Maybe I will praise ya. Playing a role. I got a soul too.
Voice my opinion with volume.
Move.
Not what I am.
Rock.
Cause I'm a man.
No matter what the name.
Car keys, you'll never get these. They belong to the 9-8 posse. You want some more, son? You want to get some? Bum rush the store, the duck will pick up the album. You know the rhythm, the rhyme, plus the beat is designed so I can enter your mind, boys. Bring the noise, my time. Step aside for the flex. Terminator X! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So the fortunate thing is, on this particular song on YouTube, the person who put this up, they typed out all the words. All the lyrics are right there. Thank you, Albi Duca, wherever you are. Albi Duca, thank you for putting that up with the lyrics. I am now cutting and pasting those lyrics. I guarantee you by the next Stevie Mac show, which I wanted to do anyway, is I'm going to rap this whole song on stage. My voice is kind of chafing. I felt it doing that on stage last night. That my voice is kind of chafing. It comes from the change in the weather, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure the shifting of the weather. A lot of wind blowing over here in sunny Southern California. I got to tell you, man, it was blowing so bad today earlier, I had to bring my little old dog in the house. You know, I got a chihuahua. That's a chihuahua mixed with beagle. I couldn't see my little dog getting swept up, blown up in the damn air like Dorothy and Toto in Kansas City and wind up in the city of Oz. I got to go rescue the dog from, you know, flying monkeys. Anyway, that didn't happen. So I got this whole Rebel Without a Pause right here, baby, and I'm going to save that because, you know, technology happens. And you, if you don't know what technology happens means, well, Stevie Mac, break it down for you. I don't even have to break it down for you. I'm going to bring in Brother Malcolm and let Brother Malcolm break it down for you. Brother Malcolm called out of Pennsylvania. Brother Malcolm, welcome to the show.
Why, thanks for having me tonight, Stevie.
Indeed. Now, when I say technology happens, which is a coin we phrase here, it's a coin phrase from the term shit happens, right? When I say technology happens, what do we mean when we say that, Brother Malcolm?
I'm trying to log into the chat room, and it just won't open the room.
That's one of the things. The other thing is, when technology happens, folks, it means that your computer, your phone, your television, anything that has to do with circuitry and electricity will do what the hell it wants sometimes. You know, so that's when technology happens. So shit happens, technology happens. It does its own thing, and you have no power over that. And the cool thing is, excuse me, when we're all like on Facebook and Twitter, and like we're on the radio now, on the internet, a lot of people are suffering outages at various times, and you're not aware of it. You don't know. It ain't you, so you're not aware that somebody somewhere right now is going, "Where the candles at? Where put the? Who moved the damn candles? We gotta light a candle now. I had some kerosene. We should have got the kerosene. I told you to get the kerosene lamp. Damn it! You're gonna burn down the damn house." Somebody's doing that right now somewhere. Now, for me, I keep flashlights in every room within an arm's reach of where I'm sitting. Remember that, folks. They sell them at the 99-cent store. You see them, the little black flashlights, take like three AAA batteries. Get you some of them. They only have $1. Get them and put them all throughout the house, anywhere within arm's length wrist. If I'm in the bedroom, it's one right on the nightstand. I'm in my studio, it's one sitting right in front of me. I'm holding it now. In my living room, it's one. This one sits up by the TV. I know exactly where it is. I just lean for it and get it off the TV stand. Kitchen, one in the kitchen. I guess, you know, I got to put one in each bathroom, too. I have three bathrooms. I don't have one in none of them. But I have candles everywhere, too. Candles and lighters, cigarette lighters. Not the little bitty ones, but the long kind that you light fireplaces and stuff with. You got to have that. And have a go bag ready. If you don't know what a go bag is, folks, let old Stevie Mac tell you what a go bag is, a go bag. Before I tell you that, Brother Malcolm, do you know what a go bag is?
When tough gets going, you got to get go and get tough or something. When you have an emergency,
exactly right.
Bag and go.
It's a bag that you want to have. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You want to have it prepped and ready to go, and it should have emergency essentials in it. It should have, like, flares. It should have rope, gloves, tools. It should have bandages, emergency water. They got these emergency water packs, like the sea rations for Army men, that you can rip open, and the water just stays good for long periods of time. It should have all that stuff in the go bag. A weapon. You want to have a weapon in there, too. You know why? Because somebody don't have a go bag, and they're going to come and try to take yours. So you want to have a weapon in there. And also, you know, emergency happens, fences get knocked down, wild animals get loose. And I ain't just talking about dogs. I'm talking bobcats, mountain lions, cougars. You know, depends on where you live. Wild animals, you're going to be in the elements. You got to be ready for all that. So you have a go bag ready, and everyone in the house should know where it's at. You know, it should be in a specific place. That's where the go bag. Oh, also, this is very important, too. Get you a radio that you can wind up. It has a built-in generator that you crank it, and it charges the radio by hand crank. And you got to have that as well. That should be in there. So, yeah, go bag, flashlights everywhere, candles, always ready. My wife trips off of this. Weapons. In various parts of the house, in case somebody try to home invasion, rob your ass. Weapons. You have a machete sitting somewhere close by, a shotgun over here, pistol over there. Not visible, just where you know it's at. Crossbow. I got a crossbow, too. Look, I got all the Walking Dead stuff, man. every weapon you see. Only thing I don't have, and I'm going to get one, is a spear. I got swords, machetes, shotguns, nunchucks. I'm looking at my nunchucks over there. Crossbow. And it's not all in one place. It has to be spread out so that at a drop of a hat you can get to one of those weapons. Hey, is that paranoid thinking or is that just being prepared? What do you think, Brother Mel?
Like paranoia.
No, it's not. It's being prepared. You got to be prepared, man. You got to be ready because you never know. You'll be thinking like, bam, as they come down on your ass. Stevie Mac said I should have had something. You know the old saying, best to be caught with one than without it. Best to be caught with it than without it. So I'm going to save this under the Stevie Mac Show. Let me go to, hold on, I got to go to Comedian Stevie Mac File. Comedy Fires 2016, the Stevie Mac Show. I got to create a new folder over here for that. The Stevie Mac Show is off the chain, though. It was standing room only, man. People was, like, trying to get in, and you couldn't get in. And that's a good thing. That is a good thing. Okay. So here we go. This is Public Enemy Rebel Without a Pause. And that's the song. That's the anthem.
There's how people get prepared for bad things to happen, but not too many people are prepared for good things.
Like, how do you prepare for good things? Explain it.
I suppose you just take off your clothes and run around in your birthday suit and smile.
We always ready for that. I mean, that's not something you have to prepare for. You just do that.
I
thought you were talking about sitting around with ice cream cones and candy waiting for somebody to come along that you can answer. That happens on Halloween. All right. So there's a time for all that. Prepare for good stuff to happen. Yeah, I'm going to be prepared for emergencies, brother. I'm not wishful thinking. I'm eating jelly beans right now. I ain't just whistling Dixie here. And you know what? I just read an article. A friend of mine posted on Facebook. Whole article, man, about how this black community was totally destroyed by the Klan because they were jealous of the wealth of this community. And I got to tell you, man, you look at stuff like that, and people say, oh, that was then. That can happen now. That's something you also have to be prepared for. We think things have changed, right? Ooh, things have changed. Times have changed. Racism's dead. Man, just when you thought racism was dead is when it comes slap you in the mouth. My agent sent me something in a private message, and I sent it on, I posted it on Facebook. It is funny. It's off one of them, I think it's off Love and Hip Hop TV show, Love and Hip Hop.
Okay.
I want you to listen to this. It's a real quick piece. Two women and a bunch of guys, benzene on them, they're all out there. And one of them's crying, right? One of the girls is crying. And the other one says, how you going to be crying with no tears? And listen to her response to this. Hold on, I'm going to play it for you.
Are you okay? I never seen someone cry with their tears not coming out, so I just want to make sure you're okay.
Because it's an inner cry, bitch.
Because it's an inner cry, bitch. That's why you don't see no tears. Hilarious. When you go to my Facebook page to see that. Facebook, you know, you can reach me on Facebook by going to stevemac.com. Well, this has been another fantastic show. Your boy Stevie Mac signing off. Got Brother Malcolm out of Pennsylvania. Tickle Pinky Westwood. We'll be back here tomorrow with another exciting show. You know, it seems like, you know why it seems like it's ended so soon? Because it's like, I'm going to tell you the truth. Time flies when you're having fun. Remember Janet Jackson's song? Funny how time flies when you're having fun.
No.
Well,
remind me.
Watch this. I'm gonna play it for you. Funny how time flies when you're having fun. Ooh, babe, I don't know where it all went. She can sing it better than I can. Time passed us by. Check it out. Here it is, right here. I'll play it for you. This is when I first met my wife. In fact, we're celebrating 17 years of marriage tomorrow. Is our anniversary, 17th anniversary. And this is one of the songs. Thank you. This is one of the songs we fell in love to. Check it out.
Thank you.
Hold on. You know what? This is a different version of it. I want to give you the Janet Jackson version of it, because that version was chopped and chewed and screwed, blued and tattooed. Here's a Janet Jackson version.
Can you play the drum? Je ne sais pas où.
And the rest of the song is a bunch of moaning because she's having a real good time, as you can tell.
Well, that kind of when you got music like that.
Right, yeah. That's kind of like, remember that song? Love to love you, baby. Donna Summers. Love to love you. Oh. Baby. Oh man, come on. That was Who didn't like that?
Angelo.
See what I'm saying? So that's it, and that's all, folks. We'll be back here tomorrow with another exciting show. We always close this show by telling you the truth, because the truth shall set you free. And the truth is, go on, tell them what the truth is, Brother Malcolm.
The world is listening.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, Mr. Stevie Mac has left the building.
Walk to the workshop, yeah!
Jackson.
No doubt.